In an attempt to increase the number of New York high school graduates who are work-ready, one state assemblyman is pushing for the approval of a new high-tech and manufacturing-based diploma. As WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, the goal is to help employers fill jobs with qualified graduates.
Although the state legislature won't return to Albany until January, Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi is getting an early start by promoting his bill to create a career and technical education diploma. Brindisi says the CTE diploma would offer students an option outside of the standard Regents diploma that most high school graduates receive. It would also allow students to graduate with certifications that could make them more valuable to employers.
I think the biggest sectors that a CTE pathway will help students go into are the emerging industries in New York State, such as nanotechnology, traditional manufacturing, such as machining and welding, industries such as the trades, electrical, plumbing.
Brindisi says employers are having a difficult time hiring because they can't find enough skilled labor to meet job demands. But he believes the diploma would help fix the issue.
What we've seen through studies that over the next 5 to 10 years, almost half of the job openings in New York State will be under that career and technical education umbrella. So we want to make sure we're doing all we can now to encourage students to go into these pathways.
State Assembly Education Committee members met in Utica earlier this week to hear testimony from educators, parents, and potential employers who support the program. The legislation is sponsored in the Senate by Dave Valesky of Oneida. Brindisi says he hopes to have the diploma in place by the start of the 2015 school year. For WRVO News, I'm Gino Gerentino.